Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Score!
Someone should trim those weeds on your outfield walls.
It's called Ivy, as in Ivy League.
A bush, as in Bush League. How old is Wrigley anyway? Do you even have electricity?
It's powered by tradition, my friend. Something you wouldn't know about at Mobile Phone Park. Cubs are the strong foundation from which grows a mighty beast.
Wrigleyville isn't even Chicago. Once you get north of Division Street, you might as well be in Wisconsin. Can't even get a decent slice of pizza. I had better pizza in New York.
You see this C? It stands for Chicago. All you got on your head is a stocking. Something puppies like to chew on for recreation.
Your logo is a cute little baby bear. I feel like I should give it to my daughter for her birthday.
A great, great commercial from a few years back. Great commercial from a few years back with Craig Robinson and Nick Offerman. One a Cubs fan, one a Sox fan. I'm told that our associate producer just accidentally hung up on Brooks Boyer. So dial him back up there, please. It's Matt Spiegler with you on Hit and Run. Why can't we be friends indeed? Why can't? Why not? You have to choose one or the other. You must be tribalistic, and you must be flat-out mean to each other. Absolutely. Not really. It's one of my great delights to have realized slowly over the course of some time to have realized that Colin Faulkner of the Cubs and Brooks Boyer of the White Sox are actually friends, and we welcome them to the Score right now. Colin Faulkner, good morning. Thank you for joining us right here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Brooks Boyer, welcome into the show. Here, did I just hang up on Colin now? Did I do that or did you do that? Come on, Sean! It's a big moment.
Cub Station. I figured it was because I was the White Sox guy in the Cub Station. You hung up on me.
Yeah, right. No. Well, now we've hung up on Colin. So we'll be calling him back in a matter of moments. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. You're far too big in the business for this kind of treatment, Brooks. I'm sorry. Brooks, you there? This is great. I don't believe that he can hear me.
I can hear you. Okay, hear you.
Okay, good. There we go. And Sean, you'll tell me when Colin's back up. This is professional stuff, right, man? This is big time radio.
This is big time radio. You know, it's the Cub Station. I figured I was getting hung up on. I've hung up on Colin plenty. You have too.
Yes. I was looking forward to hanging up on Colin after he said something silly, but instead I just hung up before he was even there. Colin, do we have you?
A bunch of rookies running the show over there today. Jeez.
I know, man. I'm sorry. Please renew your deal. Please renew the deal with the score. We're happy. We'd like to stay a partner of sorts if it's possible. Hi, man.
All good.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. So, yeah, it has been a great delight to realize that you two are friends. Now, when did that happen? Did that happen when you were in your current jobs, or did you know each other previous to that?
Colin, I think we didn't meet till you were in Chicago. He was in Dallas before that, but I think it wasn't until you were in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think once I moved here, we got introduced. And I would say one thing that's different about Chicago than my experience in Dallas is I think it's just the long history of the teams here and kind of this generational nature of Chicago. But everybody was super welcoming when I got here, whether it was, you know, Joe O'Neill at the Bulls, the folks at the Bears and the other team. So, and Brooks was one of the first people I met. We got connected, right when I got here, I believe. And, you know, we've stayed friends and it surprised people, but we probably talk at least every week, if not a couple times every week, either call or text. And sometimes it's work and a lot of times it's just personal. So Brooks and I have a lot in common. The odds of this phone call getting interrupted by one of our 11 children is probably high. So Brooks and I get along really well.
Brooks Boyer is the longtime senior vice president of sales and marketing for the Chicago White Sox. And Colin Faulkner is the executive vice president of sales and marketing for the Chicago Cubs. And they both joined me, Matt Spiegel, right here on 670 The Score on Hit and Run. So one thing I love is that in this town, we have two very different ballpark experiences. This year, I have had tremendous tailgating experiences in multiple lots over at Guaranteed Rate Field, Brooks. And it's like, and every time I do it, I'm like, oh my God, why don't I do this even more? It's so special and fun, and you can't do that at all at Wrigley. What the hell, Colin? Well, that's because you're in the middle of the city over there, and you obviously have the, all the taverns, and you have Gallagher Way and stuff. Would you guys each tell me, and Brooks, you can go first. Tell me something that you love about your ballpark experience at Guaranteed Rate, and it just makes you happy about that you can offer the fans.
You hit it. It all starts with the experience of being surrounded by parking lots, and people can have the tailgate experience. People obviously love tailgating for football, whether it's college or the Bears or wherever. Having that area where you can go or that experience where you just bring people together prior to the game is unique. And then as you come into the ballpark, you know, I would think a few things are unique about our experience is our Xfinity Kids Zone, where kids can go up. The parents do not get disconnected from the game. So you'll be able to see the game while your kids are throwing baseballs, hitting baseballs in cages, or running against the mechanical Tim Anderson, or taking grounders on the field. So you have this unique opportunity to enjoy watching baseball when the kids want to play.
Yep.
They get to go do it. Then throw in there, a beer experience, our Miller Lite Landing in right field that leads right into the Craft Lodge is something unique for people who enjoy that type of experience. And so, there are all sorts. Both of our ballparks have all sorts of Easter eggs there. To find and to enjoy when coming out to the ballpark.
And Colin, something you love about your ballpark experience?
Yeah, I kind of thought we had the market cornered on beer, but I would say, for sure, parking's pretty limited, and we even, discourage people from tailgating, which is, something that's cool about Guaranteed Rate. But I think for us, and it's sort of a new thing, which is that Gallagher Way experience outside. So, not a lot of kids can sit through nine innings of baseball. And so to have the opportunity to take your kid outside, have a catch, right where we put all of our statues of our Hall of Famers outside there, have the game on the big video board, and just blow some steam for a couple innings. I think that's something that's unique to our ballpark, but it's also not a 100-year-old thing like Ivy and a marquee. It's a pretty new thing, and I think that's really added to the game experience this year. So that's probably the one I would pick for us.
Okay, and now as part of our team building exercise, Colin, say something you like about Brooks's ballpark experience.
That's it for me. It's kind of an easy one. When I was in Texas at the Rangers, Chuck Morgan, who was the head of game presentation there, and still is today. Every home run, they'd play the music from The Natural and shoot off fireworks. And in a ballpark that's got a wooden roof and surrounded by a bunch of neighbors, shooting off fireworks is, I think, something we've only done once or twice in the last 100 years. So I think the shooting off the fireworks is really cool. It makes a cool moment in the ballpark, and it's something I wish we had the opportunity to do the whole time, and we don't. So I would say that probably.
All right, Brooks. And if you can, I know it's hard, say something nice about Colin's ballpark experience.
Listen, I'm a Sox fan. I can't say anything nice about the Cubs. I think I'm trained by our fan base to say that. But I guess if I had to say something, the bleacher experience is pretty great. And, I was going to say Gallagher Way. Colin was gracious enough to host me to see all of their clubs and all the things that they have done. I think they've done a terrific job with their renovations of keeping the mystique and history of the ballpark while modernizing it. So, to me, I think the bleachers are really unique. And, when you're sitting in Wrigley Field, it is a unique experience. It's a bucket list experience for a lot of people, and they've done a terrific job of keeping that tradition while modernizing the ballpark.
Wow. See, look at that.
I've been inviting Brooks over for like 5 years, and he was yet to take me up on it until this year, finally. And the only reason he did is because one of his good friends, which he believes is a minor character flaw, is a Cubs fan. So he wanted to bring his good.
My buddy's dad died, and he's one of my best friends. I was in his wedding, he was in mine. He's an avid Cubs fan. He was a college team. I mean, Sox fans. It was a moment of weakness, but it was pretty. Colin was a.
It was for a good cause. Yeah, you did it for a good cause. It was for your friend. And Brooks texted me for tickets, and I thought it was for his friend. And I was confused that it was actually for him. And this is like on the day of the game, much to my surprise. So he and I ended up hanging out. We probably have some footage somewhere of him and I sitting there watching the game so I can blackmail him with that at some point. So,
oh, man, I love it. And you're like, oh, wait, it's actually you? All right, let me get him better tickets. Hang on a second. Let me see.
Totally. I had him behind a pole, and then we upgraded him. So
that's well done. So I had a moment where I was watching, the guy whose job it is to shake the spray paint can before he sprays the batter's box onto the dirt. And I'm like, man, I every once in a while, I'll have a moment at a game where I'm like, how many people does it take to put this whole thing together that I just completely take for granted as I buy a ticket and go down there? Brooks, give me an aspect of the ballpark, the game day experience that people don't realize is as difficult as it is.
Yeah, it's a coordinated effort. I mean, Colin can tell you whether it's the coordination between the sales team and the game operations team of making sure that we're putting on 81 shows and we're responsible for people from the time they leave their driveway till the time they get back in their driveway or their front door or whatever that may be. So when you talk about coordinating traffic, which is outside of our control, parking, and then entering the ballpark. Now, you think of all these different touch points that you have, whether it's concessions, whether it's ushers, field staff. When you look out there,
you know, we have 20 people that are out there working on the field, you know, prior to and during the game. So there's so many little things that go into, you know, what's going to be the response for first aid if there's a situation in the park. And our guest ops and our park ops and our game operations people, and this is their full-time jobs of making sure that the experience is as good as it can possibly be, and we can react to any situation. And I think, as Colin will tell you, things come up. We've been doing this a while, so you think you've seen everything. Something comes up that you have never seen before, and you have to have people that are ready to react to it.
All right, now give me something that's come up that you've never seen before, Colin, and you have to be ready to react to
it. So I would say, back to kind of your question with Brooks, like,
yes,
it takes 1,500 people. So we have 1,500 people on a game day.
Wow.
That it takes to put on a game, which is an amazing number when you think about it, and coordinating all those folks. For us, like, the specific job that I think is quite an unsung thing is, you know, Wrigley Field doesn't have an event level where we can, you know, move things to and fro without, you know, it being in front of the fans. And fans produce a lot of trash. And so we have a crew of folks that you've probably seen that are literally have these giant green, you know, barrels on wheels, and they're literally taking the trash out to a, you know, a dump truck or a trash truck we have sitting outside near the fire station there. And that is a very manual process. And, you know, if that doesn't get done, everything falls apart. So I think there's, you know, with 1,500 jobs, there's a whole bunch of unsung heroes in this, whether they're working at, you know, concession stands or they're taking out the trash or whatnot. We have an interesting, you know, tradition where when we have a doubleheader game, where we, you know, split doubleheader, we got to clean the park in like 45 minutes to an hour between games. And so we have a whole big cleaning staff come in, but we also have folks from the front office come in and help. And fans are really messy, I'll tell you from experience. Like, the peanut shells, the half drinking water bottles and beers, the nacho cheese on the floor, like, it's got to go somewhere. So I would just say there's a whole bunch of heroes, but I would say if I had to, you know, pick one specifically, it'd probably be those folks that are making sure the ballpark's nice and clean every time folks come in.
All right, cool. And I think it's always good when the fans don't throw it on the field. That's just, I'm a big fan of when they don't do that. I don't know about you guys.
Well, we put nets up, so it's pretty hard to throw anything on the field now.
Yeah. Oh, smart. See, so should I take the trash after I have my food and take it to the garbage can? I feel like it's my right and part of my ticket price to leave it under the seat. Am I a terrible person? Your thoughts?
Listen, do you take the grocery cart back when you're at the grocery store?
Sometimes. Like, yes, I do.
So I think it's totally up to you, but I'm a take the grocery cart back person. I'm probably a, you know, take my cup back person.
All right, all right.
That's just me.
Brooks, am I a terrible person? Yeah, quick answer.
Yeah, you're a terrible person. It has nothing to do with your garbage habits at all.
To me,
anytime you go to a ballpark,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Parker Stadium. You've likely paid money or received tickets for free that somebody paid for. That gets you away from what you do on a day-to-day basis. If you want to have your garbage at your feet, keep your garbage at your feet. You want to throw it away? Have a great time at a. You want to yell. You don't want to. You want to make fun of the other team. Knock yourself out. Have a blast.
There we go.
That's so right though. I mean, the thing about Guaranteed Rate at Wrigley, it's a place to get away from everything else, and it doesn't matter if you're sitting next to a billionaire or a Democrat or Republican or whatever it might be. Like, the one thing in common everybody has is the game and cheering for the team, and you're sitting side by side, and yeah, it's the chance to get away from everything.
Dudes,
for sure.
One of my favorite things in life, high-fiving strangers at the ballpark.
It is
a top five life experience, in my opinion. All right, a couple quickies. Favorite promotional item for this year? I have the correct answer for both of you, but I'm curious what yours are. Brooks, your favorite promotional item that you guys have given away this year?
You know what? You teased us that this was coming.
Yeah.
I think it's the Eloy. For us, it's the Eloy Robert bobblehead doll, the double bobblehead. When
you are correct.
When Luis Robert stole the ball, basically ran over. Kelly leaked Eloy Jimenez, and Eloy just stared at him. And we thought that was a unique moment.
Yes.
But I think that's number one.
That is
the Eloy chain, or the, I'm sorry, the Luis Robert chain, the 88 chain we gave away. And then our April hoodie that is always super popular. But if I had to pick one, I would go with the Eloy Luis Robert bobblehead.
I'm with you, and I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, there's one in the studio on display. Colin, your favorite promotional item from this year?
Well, I was going all time. I didn't know we were going this year. So I think it's the ones that are completely – you know, everyone's done a chair cushion. Everybody's done a bobblehead. Everyone's done a t-shirt and a hat. Like, it's the ones, like Brooks just said, that come up and are totally creative. So I liked, we had a Javi Baez sliding in. It was like a coin bank from Wintrust, but it was, you opened it and closed it by him sliding into the base, which I thought was cool.
Yes.
We had a Clark the Cub, like, hoodie towel for little kids, where it's like a towel, but kind of the hoodie thing. Like, I just think it's the things that are kind of outside the box. So it's like saying bobblehead is like saying, you know, Jesus in Sunday school for your answer. Like, I just think, I think, you know, bobblehead is the easy answer.
Okay.
But it is, I would say it's the most popular item. Like, we do surveys, we do research. and bobbleheads knock it out of the park, no doubt, all the time. And, what did you have on the list?
And by the way, you had Nick Madrigal bobblehead the other night, which was nice, and it wasn't actually Nick Madrigal. It took me a little while just to figure that out.
Full size?
Yeah, it was full size. Everybody got a full size Nick Madrigal when they left the ballpark.
What did you have? The Shark Week hat? What did you have? Come on.
I used it the other day. I rode my bike, or I rode a divvy to the lakefront with the bag where you could put like four seltzers or four beers in it.
Yeah,
the insulated. Yeah. I'd never seen that item before in my life. I thought it was freaking brilliant. All time, I would say the Mini World Series trophy. I mean, come on.
I thought that there was a snow globe that we did of the World Series parade. So I had like a bus in the parade, and it had all the confetti as the smell. I thought that was a cool one.
That was a cool one. But yeah, Mini World Series. And all time for you, Brooks, if you had a quick one, I think the Hawk Harrelson alarm clock is an amazing, crazy item.
I mean, that created a ton of buzz. There was you know, we've done like bat days before, and you know, there's always a little concern when you're giving out a weapon.
Ballpark ops loves that, don't they?
They love it. It's like, we're doing that on exit, and I'm like, all right, fine. But it's, you know, another one that was massively popular was when we did our Southside hockey jerseys. And those, you see, you know, people wearing those hockey jerseys quite a bit.
Yeah, those were really, really cool. All right, well, the big news here is I was vindicated. Brooks Boyer told me it's okay to leave trash at my feet. We're going to come back on Hit and Run. These guys are doing the kind honor of sticking around a little more. Last year, Brooks and the White Sox were in Iowa for the Field of Dreams game. This year, it's Colin and the Cubs. We'll discuss that, among other things, next on The Score.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
It looked like one of the most cool and unique sporting events I have ever seen. And they're doing it again this week in Iowa, in Dyersville, Field of Dreams game. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. We have Brooks Boyer, the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Chicago White Sox, on the phone. We have Colin Faulkner, the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Chicago Cubs, on the phone. They are on the phone together. They are friendly, and they can share this experience after Thursday night. Brooks Boyer, please tell Colin Faulkner about your time in Iowa last year and what he should look forward to.
Yeah, the thing is almost from the day after the game, we may have even been texting during the game.
Yep.
You know, the people that are going, and Colin and I have talked quite a bit about the experience, and it's incredible, and I'm excited for him to experience this, and you know, I happen to be there with, you know, four of my kids and my wife, and we still talk about it all the time. It's just, it is a baseball pilgrimage, and the people that are going are just going to love it.
I think actually Brooks texted me that night. And not in a bragging way, but he said he listed off like six major events that he's been to: the Masters, the NBA Finals, you know, a bunch of major sporting events, and said, this is better than all of them. And I was like, wow. So I was, and not even like the game finished awesome. But I think besides that, I think you were saying it was the best sporting event you've been to.
Yeah, I've been around a while, and you know, luckily had the Last Dance Bulls, and you know, have seen quite a bit, but just the way that this was staged, what you felt. I mean, everybody's watched that show and or the movie, and you know, you have a connection. You know, a lot of people have a connection to baseball through that movie, and when you're there, when you're on the set, and then to have the game play out the way it played out, it was. You felt like it was a movie,
And, the Costner coming out of the corn, and players coming out of the corn. It's just, it's such a great experience. I'm excited for anybody who's listening that's going.
What are the preparations like? How much involvement, Colin, is there for the Cubs marketing and kind of game event production, or is it out of your hands on some level?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really produced by Major League Baseball and the league. So they put on the All-Star game, and they put on the game in London that will be in next year, and they put this game on. We're gonna be fortunate. Brooks was the first team, which is cool to be the first and an amazing experience. I'm sure they learned some logistical things that will be the beneficiary of this year. And Brooks and I talked a lot just about their experience and recommendations. We're taking a bunch of our sponsors and customers out there, and Brooks and those guys did the same thing. So we learned a little bit from what they did last year, and hoping to make it even smoother.
I had a theory and an idea the next day that there should be a Field of Dreams game, a Field of Dreams series, where they put baseball in various locations around America that don't have teams, a barnstorming of sort, what if you had a game in Biloxi, Mississippi? What if you had a game in Alaska, or what if you had a game, in a national park, these kinds of things to showcase it as the American sport that really can be played all over this land and expose different people to it. Don't you think that's a possible opportunity down the road?
I would tell you, without telling you too much, and Brooks can confirm this, the league is looking at some of those things. So they do have a list of places that they want to take a game that have some pretty cool historical significance, but also great backdrops in not in a baseball market. So I think over the next few years, you're going to see some things similar to Field of Dreams. That'll be really great for the game.
So what Colin's saying, Matt, is let's just hit you between the eyes. Great idea. Someone already came up with it. You're too late.
Well, that's my life, man.
It is. It's really cool what Major League Baseball is doing is they are really working to have the game brought to them. One thing I've been enthralled with is the whole concept of what, like, the Savannah Bananas are doing.
Yes.
They're making, baseball is fun. And, people have the arguments, it's boring, it's long, pitch clock, make it fast, that type of thing. And I get that. I do understand that. There's a beauty to our game, and I think it's pretty cool what that group of people are doing, because they are listening. They are making it fun, and baseball can be fun. And in these settings, like I said, going to Field of Dreams is makes baseball so fun.
I was at a AAA game last night, guys, in Indianapolis, and I saw a couple pitch clock violations, just two, but man, that game cooked. I think that will be a helper in terms of the pace of the game, but in terms of the overall experience, they seem to be building something on one corner over there by Wrigley, Brooks. I don't know if you've seen it, where it looks like it's gonna, I don't know, be sort of gambling related, some giant DraftKings thing. Is that fait accompli for all ballparks in America? And by that, I'm asking you if Guaranteed Rate is going to head down that road, you think, at some point?
Yeah, we're in an interesting, I think everybody is certainly heading that way, and I think it all stems from the success of the NFL and what has propelled that league. I mean, it's such a superpower, and sports gambling, responsible sports gambling has pushed football to a whole new level, and I think everybody understands that horse is out of the barn, and they're figuring out ways to have it be done responsibly. And I think it's a fair assumption that one day we will have that on our site. But we're a little unique because United Center has one coming in, Wrigley has one coming in. That's private land and privately owned land. We remember, we're in a state owned facility. So there's a few extra steps that we have to take in order for us to
put something like that together.
That makes sense.
Do you see the segue he did there? He went from Field of Dreams and Shoeless Joe right to gambling. It was seamless. It was pretty impressive.
That's
well, I've buttered you up with niceties all hour. I mean, this is my last chance to get some hard hitting stuff in.
Right. That was pretty slick right there.
Yeah, thank you. Well, as long as I'm down that path, why can't I tip everybody whenever I want with either cash or my card at both ballparks? I find myself on occasion having to go back to certain people if I want to tip with cash, or if I forget to bring cash, sometimes I'm just screwed. Is there a chance that we can get some consistency with that?
Colin, go ahead.
That sounds like a great question for Brooks. We, to my knowledge, and I could be wrong here, we have eliminated cash, that's a fact, but I think there's the ability to tip all of our vendors and at our concession stands. I'm fairly certain of that.
Okay, well, sorry.
It must be something Brooks has not done well.
I believe Colin and I can. I think there are certain concessions where I found myself unable to tip and I wanted to. So maybe.
Got it.
So maybe
you're so generous. You leave your trash and you tip. You're amazing.
Well, that's the price of doing business. I figure if I'm going to leave my trash, I'm going to tip. Now maybe it doesn't all go to the same place, but you know that's my thought process anyway. And Brooks, you've avoided it long enough. These last 40 seconds, you've got something good by now.
what's interesting is we share vendors. A lot of our vendors are vendors at Wrigley or at United Center.
Yes,
and you know I've become friendly. You know, as has Colin over the years. You have some of your favorite vendors. You talk to them all the time.
You bet.
You know, they tell you exactly what's going on and. You know, it's we're very, very lucky. And I'll tell you from my friends that are vendors, not a single one of them will not accept cash from you. I promise.
Exactly. That's 100% true. We may be a cashless. Yes, we may be cashless, but they will take your cash. It turns out.
Okay.
And they'll look at you and be like, hey, this is really nice. But I think you probably got a 20 in there, too.
I got to tell you, there's some things that Wrigley does better, but being able to choose my own grilled onions, to point to the burned ones in front of the hot dog and say, can you give me the darkest onions right there? Thank you so much. I miss that. I miss that at your place, Colin. I got to tell you.
I'll throw this in there, Matt, is if you ever get to the Ben Rosen hot dog stand. he is elite. You know, he's probably listening right now. He would consider himself kind of the elite guy, hot dog vendor. And if you get to him, it's something special.
Talk about a kid that's been raised right. A kid's been raised right.
He seemed like a high quality vendor. Absolutely.
Yeah, if he sweats on it, that's a little extra tip, but it makes it taste just great.
Yeah. You guys have unbelievable broadcast teams. I was talking with my nephew, who's a play-by-play voice for the Indianapolis Indians, was there last night, and I was asking, like, well, who are the best? Who are the ones that you watch and you aspire to be? And he said, well, Chicago has the two best. He just said it flat out, and this is a kid on the way up. You got to be incredibly, incredibly proud of your broadcast teams, Brooks.
Go ahead, Colin.
No, I said Brooks.
I was gonna say it's my turn. I think story time here. Brooks and I talking all the time. When the Len Casper trade went down, you know, Brooks and I were on the phone talking about that, and it's crazy, but I think it turned out okay, and I think we're both really fortunate to have both on radio and TV great broadcasters. So it's funny that it went down like that, but Len's great, and he's a incredible broadcaster, and Brooks is lucky to have him over there, and we're lucky to have Boog, so and all the other guys as well. But just it was quite a funny call when Brooks and I talked about that.
Yeah, and if from our standpoint, having Jason and Len be the lead play-by-play guys, and then obviously with Steve Stone and what his career has been all about, and Darren Jackson, who has really when he has gotten with
when he's been with Len has been terrific. So we're super proud of that. And you know, Colin and I have talked about that. We hold ourselves to a very high standard in delivering our games to our fans, and our fans certainly let us know. And we do feel really lucky when you look across TV, radio, you know, even Spanish radio. We've both been very fortunate.
You know, let me say that you both have tremendous in-house video production people. Cubs Productions and what's happening on the YouTube channel is just tremendous stuff over there. And I have a request here via text that came in, Brooks, that there, White Sox fans are wondering if some of the great stuff that you guys have done over the years, the Frank Thomas video from his first game back to Sox Park, the World Series video from opening day, whether that stuff is available or could be made available on via YouTube or via the White Sox website or something like that.
Well, one of the challenges that we have is we have certain music rights in park that we can use.
Yeah.
And you can't use those music rights to distribute socially or distribute on the internet. So, you know, some of these things have to remain, you know, in-house in order to do it. And to put a different track behind it, I mean, these videos, we're lucky, Colin's lucky. We have a great group of people who are producing content, producing videos for the ballpark, for our social feeds. But they're under a different set of rules than what we do in the ballpark.
Well, if you need some music produced, I know a guy. I know a couple of guys if you did anything with that. I'm told, by the way, via text that Ben Rosen has retired from vending, so he's unavailable.
I believe he's in TV production now, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, talk about somebody who understands it's a two-team town. And really
right.
How to live it,
yeah.
You know?
Yep, no doubt.
Gentlemen, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for the time. Get back to your combined 11 children. Is that 5.5 apiece? Is that how that works? I don't know. But
yeah, Brooks leads in that category by one.
Well, thank you so much for the time. Listeners have enjoyed it, and Lord knows I did too. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thanks. Go Sox. See you guys.
Go Sox. He squeezed one in. That's Brooks Boyer, marketing boss for the White Sox, Colin Faulkner, marketing boss for the Cubs. Enjoyed that. Hope you did as well. Top of the hour, you'll hear from Jed Hoyer, who gave some clarity, it seems, to what the offseason plans will be. But you know what? Let me tell you this. This trivia question that I'm about to share with you has been sweeping press boxes all over the Midwest, at least the ones that I've been in. Here's the question. I'll give you the answer on the other side. Five father-son combinations in the history of baseball have each had a 30 home run season. Five fathers and sons who have each had a 30 home run season. There's only five. Can you think of them? You've got the commercial break to think about it. I'll give you the answer when we come back on 670 The Score.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
And Guerrero rides it out to deep left field, and you can forget it! That ball clears the wall in no time flat. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., seventh of the season. And the Blue Jays are in front early.
Yeah, that's one of them. So, I asked you a question. It's Matt Spiegler with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score before the break. Five father-son combinations who have each had a season in which they've hit 30 or more home runs in the big leagues. It is sweeping press boxes all over the Midwest. And by that, I mean Wrigley on Friday when I was there, and then Indianapolis Indians last night, AAA team when I was there. The great Howard Kelman loved that question. I stumped him with that one, just on a couple. He did come up with most of them. So who do you got? That was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Yes, Vlad Jr., Vlad Sr. have both had a 30 home run season. Sean?
Man, I thought for sure it was the Griffies, but I'm wrong.
Griffey Sr. never had a 30 home run season. There's a lot that it's not. It is not Brett Boone and Bob Boone. It is not Gus Bell and David Bell. It is not Alomar and Alomar. It is not Yogi and Del Berra. It is, there's a lot that it's not. Wow, some of the texters have it, whether they looked it up or whether they've known.
Some of them nailed it, but I'm wondering if this was a Google or not. I did guess one.
You
I was
did.
Surprised.
Yeah, you nailed Fernando Tatis Jr. and Sr. I did not remember that in 1999, Fernando Tatis hit 34 home runs for the St. Louis Cardinals. I know he had two grand slams in an inning. That's what he's most famous for. Right. But yes, so two active ones, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., and their dads, Bonds, Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonds, was the first one that I guessed and should be the most most obvious, in my opinion. And then there are a couple others. Portly first baseman. Large first baseman. Dad did it with the Tigers. The son did it in Milwaukee.
It'd be the fielders, right?
Prince and Cecil Fielder is your fourth. And the fifth was a Cub. Moises Alou and his father, Felipe Alou. I did not remember before the question that Felipe Alou, I eventually guessed it. Felipe Alou had 30 home runs. He did it just once, 31 in 1966 with the Atlanta Braves.
See, that'd have been the tough one for me, I feel like. I wouldn't have ever guessed the Alou brother family.
Even though he's right here. He was right. A Cub. So, yes, the Alou and Tatis are the tough ones, but put that one in your back pocket. And for the man who asked me that question, who says he's asked it to 20, 25 different people, now I've blown it into the ether here on a 50,000-watt blowtorch. I apologize for nothing.
That's such a cool question, though, because like it's such a, you would think like, oh, off the top of your head, you'd know those guys easily. But as I was sitting there, you asked me, I was like, man, I know maybe one, two.
Yeah.
Oh,
I guessed Bonds, Guerrero, and Fielder pretty quickly. I love me some baseball trivia. And, you know, we'll sprinkle them in every once in a while. Lots going on.
JD back, too. I know he's a big trivia guy.
Jim Deshays is one of the best. Deshays and Pat Hughes. Casper, you know, those are some of my favorite trivia heads around. The late, great Craig Lynch, the Cubs media person and longtime sports writer in town and sports media person in town, guy I interacted with a bunch on the Cubs press level, was the king, the absolute king. So we will, if we do that segment, we will do it always in honor of Craig Lynch. Lots to come here on Hit and Run, here on 670 The Score. Man, your broadcast muscles are something strange. I literally almost just said, here on Sporting News Radio. It's been since 2008, but sometimes that stuff is right there. Let me see if the phone number is there. 555. No, I can't remember the phone number.
You know what's funny is I've gone home and picked up my phone and said 670 The Score like so many times.
These are the lives of radio people. I remember when I was a producer, Sean, I used to have nightmares, used to have the dream of like all the buttons on the console falling off as I pressed them in my nightmares. When I was an XRT DJ, and I used to do that on Friday overnights, midnight to 5 a.m., I would occasionally have a nightmare that it was time to cue up the next song as a CD was winding down, and all I could find was a CD that was still shrink-wrapped with the one-page promotion rubber-banded around it from the label, and I ripped it open and just barely got it in time, and then it was a 40-second song, and I had to go find the next one.
What's a CD?
What's a CD? That's a good question. Compact disc is the question. 670 The Score, combat disc is the answer. 670 The Score is where you are. Lots to get to in baseball. Some wonderful stories going on around the league. Do you guys see that the Mariners now have a dog? Why does this not happen more often? The Mariners have a clubhouse dog, a four-year-old Labrador retriever that they have adopted from a local dog rescue in suburban Seattle. And Tucker, the golden lab, is absolutely awesome, and people are loving him. The manager, Scott Service, has said that they have added Tucker as a free agent addition to the club. He and his wife have been participants in animal activism for more than 30 years, and now Tucker is making friends. J.P. Crawford is loving Tucker. There are just a ton of ballplayers, and Tucker is enjoying himself on the grass there at Safeco Field. And he's going to go on some road trips every once in a while. Why has this not been a thing more often? This makes all the sense in the world.
He's going to go on road trips with them?
I know. It's a charter, man. You can bring whoever you want.
That's amazing.
Hell, they bring the broadcasters. They can bring a dog. That's how that works. We'll get to Jed Hoyer in a matter of moments. Coming up next hour as well, Kylie McDaniel from ESPN on prospects that the Cubs acquired in their trades and the White Sox did not trade away in their trades. That did not happen. And Chris Kamka will tie the room together at 11:40 like he does. It's Hit and Run here on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.